Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
People ask all the time, what is the greatest benefit of being an entrepreneur? And people guess and assume, you know, is it the money? Is it the freedom? Is it the time? I'll tell you what, I'm on my way right now to pick up my kids from school. And guess what? I'm bringing the basketball for my son. Why? Because after school, him and his buddies like to shoot a little bit. And I'm bringing that over to him. But that to me is the greatest thing about being an entrepreneur. Look, I'm a dad of now three that are growing. They used to be small, but when I became an entrepreneur full-time, the oldest was six, the middle was four, and the youngest was two. So two, four, and six. And look, I'm not pretending that it was an easy shift. In other words, leading up to that point, was where I was working, man. I was intense. It was a side hustle. The transition was actually pretty easy. But leading up to that point, it was scary and I was afraid. And like most people, you know, you wonder if you have what it takes. You wonder if you can make it out there. And now looking back, almost 7 years ago, it seems like a lifetime. You know, now we have a teenager, right? And so we have a 13, 11, and 9-year-old. But I'll tell you what, it is so exciting to see them grow and to see just these pivotal years that I could have been flying all over the world, you know, trying to work for somebody else. It's been awesome to grow up with them and to essentially work at home, you know, with the side hustle, now turned full-time business. And today we have, of course, a global business with people and clients all over the world. It's super exciting. But I'll tell you what, you can never get to the point where you forget why you became an entrepreneur. Look, I don't want to just replace all that freedom with stress and meetings. And so I really try to keep it lean. I try to keep it mean. And I try to intentionally build in that margin, because that's why I chose the life I did. And the cool thing is, my wife today, just within the last 18 months, she became an entrepreneur. So she left her, counseling agency that she was with, and she went off on her own. And I mean, it is exciting. It is truly exciting. And listen, these days, that's not even that rare. These days, it's quite normal to be an entrepreneur. In fact, most people, guess what? Most people are freelancers. You might think, are you serious? Is that serious? Yeah, absolutely. About 50% of people now are becoming freelancers, and they no longer have the job or the man or the woman that they have to report to. So listen, no pressure either way. I'm just telling you what works for us. I'm telling you what has been exciting in our lives. And it's truly been just an amazing life. And yeah, there's ups and downs like anything, but I want to challenge you, if you have a dream that you believe is big enough, do that side hustle. I'm a big fan of people doing a slow phase out rather than saying, you know, I'm going to go in and quit everything. Now listen, that happens at times. Sometimes you go in and sometimes you're told your job's done or this type of thing. And if that's the case, I understand that happens at times. But when you can transition out intentionally, that is an amazing thing. It's worth it. And again, I'm going to go shoot some B-ball with the sun. We'll see you guys later. Take care. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.